Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our episode 13 predictions, power rankings, and today we are joined by the most famous of all Survivor alums, Robert Guglielmino.
It is him. Survivor player, Robert.
He was on Survivor season 22, and he's just as memorable as the rest of that cast.
There we go. I lagged out, but I'm back.
What? So how have you been since season 22?
Season 22, man, if I had a good Boston Rob impression, I would do it right now, but I'm not going to. yeah, I don't know. It was kind of tough being on the island. You know, Sandra and I got a lot of food, but...
Sandra wasn't on season 22.
No, but like season 39, you know?
You're not on season 39.
I was on season 39.
Are you Boston Robert?
Boston Robert. I'm actually Virginia Rob.
Virginia Robert.
Nobody wants to be that. Virginia Rob and Virginia Slim. That's all we got here. but yeah, so we have intern today. I know everybody's super excited about that. There's no way you wanted to see a real survivor on here. You definitely wanted to hear from intern. But intern, I'm excited because you stole our Twitter last week, and there's a reason why we have to change all our logins because your tweets were terrible.
Whoa. Okay. I just want to go on the record and say that Alexa approved my tweet.
I did approve.
If you don't like it, you can talk to her.
Well, you both need to tell me.
Well, the best part is that it was such a good tweet because it didn't age well at all, because Nora was on fire at the beginning of the episode, which is when Robert tweeted it. And then it aged so poorly.
It was so funny.
Almost went home. It was fantastic.
There's an alternate timeline where Nora wins this season because intern does not tweet that tweet.
the butterfly that flapped its wings.
If you didn't tweet that, Dean wouldn't have spilled the beans to Tommy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I regret it now. I wanted Nora to win, but you know.
You still think Nora's going to win?
She could.
Really?
I mean, anything could happen, really.
Is she sitting at final three alone?
Yeah. Okay. You know, if everyone else, like, if the other, like, the other two final three members both get medevaced, like, I don't know.
It's the final two between Nora and the chicken that attacked Sandra.
That chicken
And the papaya that Sandra was eating.
Yeah.
It's still probably that. But Boston Rob and Sandra are going to come down. If two people get medevaced on day 39 for overeating, Boston Rob and Sandra come in and they get the votes to win.
Unreal.
But yeah, so last week I watched the Karishma's Ponderosa. I really liked Karishma's
Ponderosa.
I thought it was a good one, talking about how she felt no love on the island. And I think what was said a lot in this one, and I think a lot of people should watch this, especially all you Reddit trolls who are just monsters and terrible and awful and just so obnoxious. But
we also love you. So
no, only the trolls. I'm not speaking to everybody on Reddit. I'm just speaking to the trolls. Go watch this because you're annoying. Karishma's whole thing was she was obnoxious on the island, and everybody was admitting that Karishma was terrible on the island, and even Karishma admitted that she was terrible on the island. But everybody was saying once she got there, it was like a whole new person. And I think that happens so often on this show, but we don't really hear it, where it'll be, oh my God, I can't believe how much more fun that person is in real life than they were on the island or something like that. And pretty much every single person said that in this episode, where they were talking about how Karishma was just so much more fun. She just let her guard down. She wasn't really worried about anything. And everybody seemed to like her a lot more. So I thought that was really cool. These Ponderosas have been pretty good this season. I like that they're now just like 10-minute episodes. I think that's really fun. Karishma also losing like, what'd she lose? Like 20-something
pounds? 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, upsettingly, I don't think she's going to gain that back because Jack's baked goods seem to have disappeared.
Karishma doesn't smoke. That's what it comes down to.
They're edibles.
That's true. Well, Karishma does not like the marijuana, I guess. So family-friendly podcast.
I'm very upset that got cut out.
But no, am too. Was there one last week? Good.
No, they haven't had one in a while.
I don't think Aaron and Missy got them either.
Yeah,
no.
Jack actually is getting kicked out of the game for giving people weed. We got to cut this, you know? We can't have that in there. Poor Aaron and Missy, they come out of the game. All they want to do is get high, and Jack's not there for them. Terrible.
Got to eat all that lobster.
So terrible. But anyway, so we're coming up now on the final seven, the penultimate episode. We are going to there was going to be one person removed, and then we're going to have our final six. Always think final six is a bit too much for a finale, especially when we know there's going to be Island of the Idols. But this is always the worst spot to be voted out. This is the Hubiki spot. This is the Kellen spot. It sucks getting seventh because then you just miss out on all the fun buildup for final six or for the finale. Like, look at Eric Reichenbach in season 26. Literally get so much hype going into that episode, just be medevaced in the first 5 seconds of the episode. I'd rather that than go home seventh or go home right before the finale, because that just sucks. I want to be involved. I want people to be talking about me all week. What are my chances to win? Who do I have to sit next to in order to win? I want that. So whoever goes home here, I'm sorry. I feel for you, but you're going into good company. And I guess getting sixth place isn't that much better than getting seventh, but at least you're in the finale.
Mm-hmm.
So who else wants to say something? I'm going to sit here.
Robert, what are you thinking of the second half of the season? I know you were very you were very present in the pre-merge, and then we lost you for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's rough. I would probably say there are some fun moments here and there, but a lot of it is like all that gross stuff that happened at the merge, or it's like, you know, last episode where it was fun to watch, but it was like, you know, like what Kelly said, like, what are they doing? Right.
Yeah.
And so there are very few fun moments. There are not that many strategic moments as the first half of the season. I'm still enjoying it. I mean, it's still Survivor, you know, but it could be better.
The merge episode is your favorite episode of Survivor, right?
I am never going to say that on air. Not even as a joke.
I'll just pull up the text that Robert sent us recently. Yeah. Wow, this episode's so incredible. I love the dynamic.
It's personal relationships here.
I will say that you got the easier route at the beginning because we were having fun. It was a lot of just gameplay, a lot of just random votes, but fun random votes. At least like when Chelsea and Molly and Tom and all those people go home, it's fun. Because you're figuring out, like, why did these people do this? Yeah, the post-merge has been rough. I still think that there's enjoyable moments to it. I think that it's the cast is playing. I just think that there's this dark cloud hanging over the season that is never going to go away, which is a shame because had that, especially it happens right at the merge. So it's right at the midpoint of the season, right when the game is completely changing. We're about to lose 4 people in 2 episodes. And there's just this dark cloud that's really hard to get out from under. And it's how I feel about a lot of really the seasons I'll put in the bottom of my rankings. It's like, you know, Karamoan has Brandon Hans. And so it's really hard for me to enjoy that season because that dark cloud is there. And then Game Changers has the Varner Zeke incident, which it's really hard to enjoy that season because that is there. And that's what happens on this season. So it's tough, but then there's these great moments like last week with Nora and Karishma and Dean and Elaine, and then you have the other 4 who are off doing their thing. Like, there's so many great moments on this season. They're just being overshadowed because we all want to see how this storyline is going to end. So it's making it very, very difficult to watch in the moment. But I will definitely watch this season again, looking for Tommy's winner edit because it's very subtle.
Where is Tommy? I haven't seen any specifically strategic gameplay from him. You know, no reason why he's doing anything.
I think he's just living on Reddit. I think that's where he is now. I don't think he actually is on the island. I think he just like left and was just chilling on Reddit for a while. And they all loved his teaching with Tommy. That was a great tweet by Tommy.
The SpongeBob meme of like when SpongeBob's going like this and it's like, it's teaching time with Tommy was my favorite thing I saw.
I love it. I absolutely loved it. Also, Tommy talking trash about me not leaving his hair out of it. Sorry, Tommy. Sorry.
Tommy, you put yourself on national TV.
Yeah, this is on you, man. This is on you.
Yourself.
He does have a sweet hat, though. It's a shame he doesn't wear it in the challenges. I want to see him like in one of those challenges where it's really narrow and you have like your arms up and then his hat is like pushing against the beam. So he's got an extra advantage.
Well, whose is it? Because Janet wears it, too.
Did they like get it from a reward or something? I don't think they like brought it to the island, right?
I think it's Tommy.
Here's your outfit. Like you get to pick this bathing suit, this shirt, and then this gigantic hat.
Well, I think that it's Tommy's hat because it's the same thing as when Victoria got her hat. When you're as fair skinned and when the top of your head could potentially get sunburn as Tommy's could, you need to be able to have.
Oh my God.
You need to have something that could cover it up. So, but I mean, they let Victoria have a hat.
Having a sunburn on the top of your head sounds awful.
Oh, it's terrible. My dad gets it all the time.
Is your dad bald?
No, he's not bald, but he's balding. He's like got it here. And like when he puts sunscreen on, he won't put it on his face. He just rubs it through his hair. So
that sounds great.
Yikes.
Ouch. Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about that.
So Janet, from Gamer Girl, Janet said on Twitter, it's on her hat. So Tommy steals hats.
Wow.
What a jerk.
How dare he?
Wow.
Wow, get that guy.
So if he does win this season, he's officially on the villains tribe for the next all winter because he steals hats from old women. What an asshole.
That man is a fourth grade teacher and he steals hats from people.
Do you want your fourth grade teacher to steal your hat?
Absolutely not.
How are you going to explain this to your kids? Imagine that. He probably gets fired. Never mind. I'm going to cease to speak.
I really like what we're doing here.
Yeah. I was going to go a step too far and reference One World, but I have stopped. No, all right, moving on.
So, power rankings.
Power rankings. That's power what we're rankings. Here for, right? These are like my favorite comments, like Mr. TNA, which is a hilarious name. And of course, I'm going to put that on our screen. Tommy is so damn boring. All caps. You know what Tommy says about you? You're so damn boring.
Yeah.
It's just like, is he the most exciting? No, he's not the most exciting, but he's playing Survivor to win.
Does he have $1 million? Yeah. I'd be boring for $1 million on national TV.
I would happily be boring on national TV.
And also, like, to be as boring as he's being, he's not even being, like, boring. Like, I like Tommy.
Perfectly fine. Yeah, he's, like, a nice guy.
And everyone was all the comments who are like, why don't we see this Tommy on TV? Why do we only get him on Reddit? And then the other people who are like, just because he made one funny tweet doesn't mean he's a funny guy. He's boring. It's like, oh my God.
I'm sure you have a sense of humor, Tommy.
Oh my God. It's so terrible. Also, yeah, I don't appreciate this. Arm flailer. Where did it go? Phil, they're slandering Victoria. Please talk about how great she is. I mean, just look at that picture. That's all we need, guys. And it covers up Robert's face. So look at how great that is. I'm just going to hide.
Yeah.
Victoria set the stage. This is kind of like Nick Wilson setting the stage for like a lot of like the Southern players, you know, to do well. And now you have to start taking them seriously. Victoria set the stage to take people seriously. And Tommy got lucky that they had not seen that season when they went out there because they didn't know to take Redhead seriously yet. Now they know. Now they know. Back to back, two of the best Redheads to ever play the game.
Don't mess with it. Lauren Rimmer is shook.
She is shook. Lauren Rimmer has not turned her TV on in the last year.
She quit Survivor.
Yeah, she did. Also, no. Kevin Dowd, don't say things like that. Victoria is not absolute trash.
Guys, it's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Why are we being so down?
Where are you? It's terrible here. It's raining. It's gross.
Really? We should switch because it's beautifully sunny here in 20-degree New York City.
Oh, is it 20? Yes, you're here. It's like 45, so I guess I can't complain.
But it's sunny, so it's like, quote-unquote, not that bad.
Yeah. Anyway, let's actually talk a little power rankings. Yeah, that's what we're here for, right? That's what we're all here for. Now that we've gone on our rants and everything like that, and also to whoever said Tommy is boring, I'm kidding. You're not boring. You know, I just have to throw that out there just in case. Mr. TNA, that's it.
God, poor Tommy's going to listen to this, and it's just going to be an emotional roller coaster.
I know. He's going to hate me now.
He's never going to mention us on someone else's podcast ever again.
I know. I hope when he eventually does his like winner thing for RHAP, I hope that it's just like, Rob, I just need to briefly say something. Survivor Specialist, they just put on a great show.
They put on a great show. They love talking about my hairline. They're good content.
Good content.
They got that redhead there. You know, he's super cool.
Yeah. He got a beard. Sick abs like
extra
me.
Hair. Sick abs. Yeah. Tom's got sick abs. Phil, do you have sick abs?
When I starve, yeah. If I didn't eat for 32 days, I look amazing.
You do.
Okay, so my number one, the safest player coming up in this next season of Survivor, I have Nora.
You have a microphone too.
I have a microphone, yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Last time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you know Alexa's microphone isn't working? So you're technically better? Okay. And Alexa's been removed.
I bought a new cord, so for the finale, I'll be able to record. But anyways, you think Nora is as safe as Robert? Please tell me because that makes
why. One, because Nora has been safe since the merge. Two, because Nora messed up extravagantly and still didn't get voted out. So why on earth would they vote her out now? Like she does a dumb move, she survives somehow, and now like everyone's gonna be like, oh, like Nora made a dumb move, like she can't win. I'm just gonna take her to the end. More so than I was going to do already.
You can't trust her.
Exactly. Alexa wins.
Yay. I think the only reason she survived is because they were so gung-ho on getting rid of Karishma. But I don't know.
She can also win immunities.
Yes.
Also, right now we're at a situation where if you have Nora on your side, it's 5-2. If you don't have Nora on your side, it's 4-3. You don't need Nora anymore. And because she's so crazy and will try to stir stuff up, I think that you I think that you just get rid of her if you can, because I think it's too much. I mean, last week she showed she is just the most untrustworthy person in the game. There's no way you can work with her. And when you have a solid alliance of four, like Lauren, Tommy, Dan, and Janet, why keep Nora around? You no longer need her. I know Elaine can win the game, but you're not worried Dean is going to win the game. And Dean has shown his loyalty to Tommy. I think Dean wants to sit in the final three with Tommy, as crazy as that is. So, yeah, I think that you get rid of Nora if you can. I do not have Nora at number one. I have her a little bit. I don't have her at number seven either, though. So there's my spoiler. I have Tommy at one, though, because, I mean, it's not his fault. It's been obvious. It's like going back to Nick Wilson back in David versus Goliath. Crazy post-merge, just insane. It's like, here goes John Mundo and Dan and then Carl and Gabby and Christian. It's like this epic, epic post-merge. And we're going into the finale looking at it as like, okay, so who can win? And it's Davey or Nick, but Davey can't get to the end. And it's not going to be Allison. It's not going to be Angelina. It's not going to be Mike. And it's not going to be, who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting one person. Oh, Kara. God, of all the people to forget. I'm sorry, Kara. My bad. But it's not going to be Kara. So I kind of feel like that's where I'm at with Tommy right now, where it's like, it's Tommy or it's Janet, but how is Janet going to get there? And then Lauren is kind of in that Kara spot, but Lauren's probably taking control of the game a little bit more than Kara did. I just think that the way we're being set up is Tommy's going to get Lauren out of the game before Lauren can get to the end.
See, I'm just worried because, like, I always think that, like, whenever they do, like, a next time on Survivor, like, whoever is in that clip and whoever's being talked about in that clip, like, something's going to happen. So I think Tommy is, like, in a little bit of danger because of that. Mm-hmm. I feel like it could be the I have to get Lauren out now and then it's going to backfire thing. I mean, even though the editing has been like way better the past few seasons and they've definitely mixed stuff up on us. But like, I don't know, if Tommy wasn't in that scene, I would feel a lot better about him being.
Yeah, I have Tommy pretty low because of that.
He's just playing so much smoother than to like that. I feel like that confessional is going to be in the first 5 seconds of the episode and then never come up again because he's playing too smooth of a game to all of a sudden at final seven. Let it be known to everybody, hey, I need to get rid of Lauren. Like, that's just not going to happen. That's not how he's played the whole time.
There's not much time left. He's got it. If, I mean, if that one of them has to get rid of the other one, and they have to do it before the final four.
But also, who is everybody closer with, Tommy or Lauren? And I think it's Tommy. So I think if Tommy were to go up to Janet and say, I want to get rid of Lauren, Janet's not going to run over to Lauren and be like, we got to get rid of you. I think she'd be like, okay. And I think Dan would be the same way. And I think, like, Dean would clearly be the same way. So I think that... I think that everybody is Tommy's number one or thinks they're Tommy's number one. And I don't think anybody's really looking at Lauren as their number one.
But I think so. Tommy's been on the radar before. Like, he got votes. Yeah. He was the target of Missy. He's been saved like three times or something because of other people. Lauren hasn't really been on anyone's radar yet, except for, you know, now Tommy's radar for this next episode.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. She hasn't gotten a vote yet.
Yeah. All right, Alexa, who's your number one?
So my number one, we all have three different number ones. Go us. My number one is Dan. I think Dan is very safe this week. I think normally it's really bad to show your cards like that group of four, the Tommy, Lauren, Dan, and Janet with the family visit. But the thing is, the group of four that they left behind was so discombobulated that even though they tried to shake it up, they couldn't. So at this point, that's not going to happen. And it's going to be Tommy and Lauren who are the targets. So people like Dan's in such a good position where he's in that majority, he's with that group. And if he were to do something crazy, people would use him, or he would like work with Elaine and Nora to get rid of Tommy or Lauren rather than one of them going for him. It's just not going to go his way.
Yeah, like, Dan's
going to go his way.
He's my number two. I just feel like,
I also Dan at number two. Yeah.
Like, why would you ever get rid of Dan? It just like, at this point, he's the least threatening of the group of four. There's no reason to get rid of Dan at all. So, yeah,
it's
he's
like, you know, the Will Sims of this season, right?
Yeah. It's true.
Gross stuff. It's like, just take him to the end.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's going to get zero votes. Although, as strange as it is, he might get a vote if he sits at final three, because like people like Janet and Tommy and Lauren clearly like him. And we never really heard them say anything bad about Dan. So as weird as that is, because they are not watching an edited show, they are playing a game and not seeing everything that's going on behind the scenes. You know,
I mean, Janet chose Dan for the family visit.
First person.
That's
important. Yeah.
Before Lauren.
Yeah. So yeah, I like Dan at number two. Intern also likes Dan at number two. So Alexa, who's your number two?
My number two is Janet. And it's kind of for very similar reasons to Dan. I think Janet, kind of like how you said, Phil, that Tommy's everyone's number one. I think a lot of people see Janet that way too. And Janet was kind of floating around earlier on in the merge as like, oh my God, I think it was Tommy who said she made fire. She's so likable. She's our mom. Like, we can't let her get to the end. And that conversation has just kind of died. So one thing that could happen that I just thought of, we see Tommy with the soundbite of, I've got to get rid of her before she gets rid of me. That very well could be talking about Janet instead of Lauren. So I probably should have her lower, but I think Janet's okay.
Look at Alexa reading into that preview. Ooh.
Like that. As soon as the Goat Army thing, like everyone was so convinced that Dean was a part of the Goat Army and he was making fun of them. Like it's all just like inflection.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it could be Janet he's talking about, but I think that Tommy, I think last week somebody said Lauren will win if she gets to the end. I think Tommy knows that. And so I think Tommy's going to try to get rid of Lauren. I think Tommy thinks he can beat Janet in the final three. It'll be close, but I think he thinks he can beat her. I don't think he thinks he can beat Lauren right now. Especially since Lauren was able to make better relationships with people like Missy, Aaron. Was she ever on a tribe with? Well, she played with, no, I guess that's it. She was just really able to make better relationships with the two of them. But Tommy had a good relationship with Aaron, but he had like no relationship with Missy at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if Missy and Aaron are as tight as they are, I actually think that the votes would go to Lauren rather than Tommy if they're sitting next to each other at the end.
Right.
So that's where I stand on that. Intern, who's your number three?
So I think this is really hard, right? I think Nora and Dan are like definitely safe. But I think everybody else, like the next five people on this list, like honestly, anybody could go home.
Yeah.
Right. It's very, very tight. So I'm going to go with Elaine at three.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I think she's been off the radar for a while and like, she's likable. Like really ever since like the first tribal, like she hasn't really been in that much danger. Like she's just really been flying under the radar, and I guess that's like, you know, a really easy thing to say, but it's kind of true. She's just mostly been going along with votes and hasn't been in the crossfire. So yeah, I think she's fine.
It just really mind how people keep underestimating her.
Yeah. I mean, it's very surprising. I mean, like you see, like any soundbite of hers is like incredible, and like I don't know how you don't realize that on the island because she's like so funny and so full of character.
Yeah.
But like. Oh man, I don't know. Any of three through seven could go home, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like Dan is the only one who's completely safe because of his positioning in the game. I'm thinking Tommy's safe because of his edit. But other than that, I have no idea. Like, yeah, I completely agree with you. It just becomes so difficult. And I could see why Nora goes home. I could see why Janet goes home this week. I could see why, you know, really anybody. I'm putting Janet at number three. Just because I think she's in good shape in that alliance, and I don't think that soundbite is about her. I do think it's about Lauren, and I have a hard time seeing people getting rid of Janet right now, but they're going to have to get rid of her before final three. Otherwise, we're going to have a final three. If Tommy and Janet or Lauren and Janet or Tommy and Lauren, I'm saying like if Janet's in a final three with Tommy, Lauren, Elaine, any of those people, it's going to be a really close final three. So you got to get rid of Janet at some point, but I don't think they get rid of her this week. I think the alliance of four needs to stick together this one last time, or maybe they don't. Spoilers. But I think that they have to this time, and I just don't see it being Janet. I don't know. Alexa?
Number three?
Mm-hmm.
My number three is Dean.
I'm not sure.
She's not sure.
That's me in a nutshell. Unclear. My number three is Dean. I think him selling everybody out to Tommy makes him in with Tommy and like sucks because like he totally sold out a good plan, but he's now completely in with Tommy. And that means he's in with the rest of that group. And I don't really see that group splintering. And if it's Tommy versus Lauren or Tommy versus Janet, he's going to be with Dean. He's not going to be against Dean on that. So I think Dean is perfectly fine this week.
Yeah, as I keep saying, this group of four has to stick together. They finally have the numbers, all that fun stuff. The problem is Dean is now the number four, and I don't think it's going to be Lauren. I think that they do realize they all need to get rid of Lauren, and Dean has proven that he is super loyal to this cause.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, I have Dean at 4. I think Dean's fine. I can't believe it, but Dean is going to be in the finale of Survivor Island of the Idols after whatever the hell happened at the beginning of the season. I'm so pumped.
Remember when he wanted to split the votes in front of everybody?
Oh my God. Well, we didn't talk about this on the recap, but can we just briefly bring up the fact that last week they were talking about splitting the votes, but we're talking about including Karishma and they were talking about including Karishma and I guess it was Nora in the vote split. So they were going to put the votes on Karishma and Nora
and use them.
Like, you can't use the people who you're splitting the votes between.
I couldn't really connect on that. I would like, when I heard that, I was like, Nora, I was just like, what? Like, how are the numbers there? Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah. I thought that was very, very strange. So like, that was weird to me. And it's what Dean did earlier in the season. Maybe Dean was onto something. Dean is the new cowboy.
Yeah.
You know, he just knows what he's doing. But I love Dean. I think Dean's in a good spot. Dean could be sitting at the final three. Why the hell not, right?
Yeah.
All right. Next? My number 4. I just made a hot swap here at the last second.
Hot swap.
I'm also putting Dean. I had Dean in last, though, but I'm pushing him up to 4. I have a lot to say about Dean. Okay.
So,
one, I think that Dean is still expendable. I know it's late in the game and you could just take Dean as part of the alliance over Nora, but I still feel like Tommy and like that whole alliance are going to be like, oh, thanks Dean for protecting Tommy. We're still going to vote you out. Because he hasn't been with that, you know, that group before for so long. And I feel like, you know, you have to start thinking about jury management. And if you backstab Nora, like, she could just not vote for you. Like, what if you backstab Nora and then Dean's sitting at the end and Nora's like, oh, I'll vote for Dean because he didn't backstab me.
And
next. You go.
Oh, wait.
To that point, Dean Loki reminds me of, woo, interesting. Dean's tight with Tommy, but you're right. Everyone else is like, well, what do I owe him? So.
Right.
But I think that's also why nobody has a problem bringing him into their group and why Lauren could be in trouble this week is because Janet, Dan, and Tommy could say, well, yeah, let's use Dean. Dean's never going to get any votes. Who cares? He could sit the final three with us. And he doesn't feel like as much of a goat. And even Dan is probably sitting there going, I can beat Dean.
Yeah. The best timeline here is that Dean doesn't think he's a goat.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Dean is so good. I mean, Dean is great TV. Little Spoon Dean is my favorite. Okay. What was it? That was the intern before you do this.
Was it?
Karishma went home. It was because she was the big spoon to Dean. And that's, I think Chelsea tweeted that. She's like, if you're the big spoon to Dean, you go home. So everybody watch the sleeping situation coming into this week. Whoever's big spoon for Dean ends up going home. That's what happened.
What if Dean recognized that? And he's like, ooh, this is like a pattern here. And then like late at night, he would like go and like be a little spoon with somebody. And then someone wakes up and they're like the big spoon to Dean. And they're like, dang it. Oh, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Very
right. Fun. That's how he tells Tommy rather than telling him at tribal. He just curls up into Tommy and he just gets in there as the little spoon. He's like, and Tommy just wakes up. He's like, I'm going home tonight. This is it. I now know.
There's nothing just I can power. Do.
Yeah. All right. Point Alexa, number two for Dean.
He's still.
I'm not done. I still have more to say on Dean. Second thing, we've seen time and time again how Dean is just like all over the place strategically, like not really in a good way. Like he tries things and then they don't work out, and he tries things and they don't work out. I don't know how. Like, how do you keep that? Right? He's been clawing his way up like the entire season, and like, does he make it to the end? Is that his arc? We haven't seen like improvement from him at all.
Because he is unpredictable. I mean, he got rid of Kelly, no problem. He, you know, tossed a really good idea out, no problem. So I think we just don't know what his motivation is, like what his plan is.
Yeah.
He's playing a very good game from the bottom. And that's never, it's really hard to win that type of game. But Dean has been on the bottom since day one. He was really supposed to be left out of the first vote. And then as the game progressed, I mean, Chelsea goes home. He had no idea that was coming. He swaps. He's not on the right side of the numbers like ever. He's still voting for Karishma and Karishma's not going home. So Dean's been playing a really good game from the bottom because he hasn't. It shows how far day one relationships will take you in Survivor. And if you don't have them, you can still make it far, but you're going to be playing an insane game the entire time. And Dean has just never had comfort. And even though he probably feels really close with Tommy, Tommy is so much closer with other people out there on that island than he is with Dean. So I mean, I give Dean a lot of props for making it as far as he has, but it's hard to have an agenda and have a plan when you literally never have any pull.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And my third and final point, I have asked a lot of my casual friends who they think is going to win the season. And the two people they say are going to win are Tommy and Dean. And I think that that like matters, right? Because there's always like the little kid at the finale that's like, I'm going to write down Wendell to win. And like, they're usually right. Mm-hmm. So it's like something about like, if you watch from like, not from like a little bit further away than we do, like you can kind of see who's going to win. So yeah. I think that counts for something.
I've been waiting for the time, because that the kid has always been right. I'm waiting for the time when the kid writes down the wrong name.
And it's just like bawling on national TV.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yikes. Like, quick, rewrite it.
It's so funny.
Spells it terribly, and Jeff's like, oh my God, learn to spell, and just like chucks
it. What if they have like two names?
Like, don't.
What if they actually have like three little votes with the right person? Like, they write down one on live TV, and the Jeff is like, all right, write the other two people's names down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then they like swap them out.
Would absolutely
actually going to win.
That was the case.
Also, it would be amazing this season if like Dan's in the final three and the little kid writes Dan's name down. And like, and like Jeff's just like looks at it. He's like, are you joking? Did you watch like, really? This season? Did your parents
get another kid
you?
Over here? Like,
yeah. New kid. We need a new kid.
We need a new kid.
Well, Alexa, who's your number four?
My number four is Nora. I'm putting her in my middle spot of, I don't know if she's safe or like the easiest person to go home. They clearly are not happy with her. I think they just know that they just don't think that they can depend on her. So I think because of that, she's a huge target, but at the same time, they can totally use her. So, or they can try to use her. I think she's going to do her own thing. So I really don't know what to do with Nora. So I have her right in the middle.
Yeah. I still don't know where I'm going to end up putting my last three people. So mm-hmm. I'm going to like, I want you all to like convince me because I have such a hard time. Nora should be in the finale.
Yeah.
But after last week, it is so feasible that she goes home this week. It really is because they don't need her anymore. She could be an easy vote for everybody. Just say, let's go to final six, worry about it then. But she's never going to win. And so like, what do you, but she could win all these immunities and end up taking your spot. So if your plan is to go to final three with Dan and Janet and you're Tommy, but Nora is going on immunity runs and you're losing every challenge almost immediately, you need to make sure that you get rid of Nora at some point. Mm-hmm. Otherwise she could end up taking your spot. And then it's Janet, Dan, and Nora sitting in the final four. So our final three. So anyway, it's really hard for me. I think I'm going to end up putting Nora at six, but I'm not sure yet. So
I mean, do people see Nora as like a challenge threat? I don't know if they talked about that.
I think they could. I forget who we were talking to about this, but no one ever sees women as an immunity threat, which is good for her. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she is like kind of by and away, like, I don't know. I would say like the most athletic person there. So if anybody is going to go on an immunity run, it will be her. So I think that could be a reason to gun for her too.
That's actually a really good point, Alexa, because I feel like a man wins in immunity once and they're like, oh my God, he's an immunity threat. We got to get him out right now. And then like you see like Chrissy win four immunities and it's like, you know, she could win it. She probably won't win another, you know.
We were talking about this with Billy Garcia. So if you haven't watched the Billy Garcia podcast, go back and watch the Billy Garcia podcast. Obviously, it's predictions for last week's episode, but I think we had a really cool conversation on this because it was going back to the women's alliance always being seen as a threat and so negative, but then how women are never viewed as immunity threats, which is a positive.
Yeah.
So while the men's alliance is never seen as threatening, the men are always seen as immunity threats, where the women's alliance is always seen as threatening, but the women are never seen as immunity threats. So it's like, it goes back and there's these positives and negatives, no matter which gender you are, that ends up biting you in the ass or helping you on Survivor.
Yeah.
And after saying that, I'm going to put Nora at number six, I'm going to put Nora at number five.
Wow.
I mean, it just does not make sense to get rid of Nora this week. You have Elaine and Lauren. Elaine is not in your alliance and should win. And Lauren is in your alliance and can win. Get rid of one of them. You cannot let both of them get there. So yeah, I actually will put Nora at number five. Although if anybody's going to get to stray bullet, it's going to be Nora. And she's going to sit there and be like, what just happened?
So, she could catch a stray bullet. I think that's the best reason for her to be, to get voted out.
Yeah. So anybody else can do their five now.
Go ahead, Robert. Yeah. Or I'll go.
Okay. I have Tommy at number five.
Oh, I was going to say, the best thing for podcasts for people listening is silence. They love that.
I love silence. It's like a little, moment of meditation. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Tommy at number five. I think I have Tommy and Lauren both pretty low just because of the preview thing. I mean, we've seen, like, I feel like Tommy has always been, like, whenever he votes someone out, it's been more reactionary. It's never like, okay, I'm going to make this happen no matter what. There was the who, it was when Missy got voted out. He was like, oh, you write my name down, that means you have to go home. That wasn't like, it wasn't like, oh, I have to go after Missy right now, like for my own reason. It's Missy's coming after me and that's why I'm going after her. Mm-hmm. So Tommy being kind of in the driver's seat, pilots versus passengers, haha. I think Tommy, like, this could be a little dangerous of a spot for him because he has already had votes cast against him. And I feel like this is a new spot for him strategically, so it may not work out.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. Alexa, you agree with this, so you should jump in.
No, I actually completely agree with that. I remember when Tommy said, if you come after me, you have to go. I was like, what? As of when? Like, mm-hmm. obviously, like, that's the point of the game. But I think it has been reactionary because Tommy's name has come up and other people have told him about it, and then it changes. So, I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that
happens. I think that's a good way to play, right?
Yeah, and I will say that is, we're going to have to rewatch the season and all that fun stuff, and I don't want to jump too far ahead because everybody's going to murder me on the internet for the next words that are going to come out of my mouth. But you know what? Murder me. Do it, okay? Ooh. Tommy's playing, like, one of the best social games Survivor's ever seen. And I'm sorry, but that's
all over Reddit. That's a very,
is that all over it? Cause I feel like the only thing I ever see on Reddit is like, we should like kill Tommy because like
everybody just like hating on the person that's going to win. Like, you know,
they do.
People just choose to hate the person who's going to win. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then they get shocked, Daenerys, and everybody gets mad. But anyway, that's a sidetrack. But Tommy is our obvious like winner here, but the social game he is playing, despite the fact that his strategic game is not really shining through. His social game is insane because what intern just said is people keep coming up to him and telling him when he's going. How does that happen unless you're playing an amazing social game? Why is everybody looking? And if you think about it, the people who have told him have been different every single time. It was like Karishma once. It was Janet once. Lauren. Once it's Dean last week. It's just crazy how everybody is coming to Tommy and saying, look, I don't want you to go right now, and this is what's about to happen. That is just unbelievable. That means that not only do these people like you, they feel like they're your best friend, because if you're just somewhat aligned, like let's say Dan's name was coming up and Tommy didn't really need Dan the way Dean doesn't really need Tommy. Tommy's not going up to Dan and saying, Dan, your name's coming up. Like, it's just not going to happen. But everybody feels that close to Tommy. It's really unbelievable.
Who is it in a Token Jeans where they're like, I just want JT to win. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah. All of them.
That's what it feels like.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was all of them, by the way, intern. That was not one person. That was literally everybody saying, if it can't be me, I want it to be JT.
Well, there was the confessional, like, right? But yeah.
It was Coach. It was
Coach. That was a wild thing to say then.
Yeah.
Let alone now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess like from a meta perspective, like, does Tommy actually win this season? I mean, we haven't had like a front runner like this in like a really long time.
Nick Wilson, I mean, very similar.
I feel like Nick was as obvious because I thought that Davey could win.
Nah, see, I felt like once we hit the merge, the way that it was shaping up, it was like, okay, it's maybe Christian, but how is he going to get there? He's kind of like the Elaine. Gabby, but how is, I kept saying Gabby, but then she goes out at 8, so there was like a long time, and really it was like pulling at like you were like grasping at straws there to prove that one of them could win, where it felt like Nick with his opening episode confessional of either I go home tonight or I win, it's like
oh
okay, so like we didn't really have that here,
but I feel like Tommy, I feel like Tommy is more obvious than Nick was.
Yeah, I think he is too.
I think because Nick was always going to tribals and everything. I mean, Nick was on that train wreck of a tribe with Angelina, Lyrsa, and Natalie. Like, yeah, that tribe was incredible. I think because he was on that tribe, it always felt like his back was against the wall. So he had to overcome more, where Tommy was on a lot of just winning tribes this season. Mm-hmm.
But if you're on the winning tribe, you usually don't get that much content. So like, why is Tommy more of a front runner than Nick was, you know?
Yeah, well, I think it's because he's actually getting content. Like, as a winner, that's weird. Like winning and getting all this.
Talking to Michelle when there was no reason to talk to Michelle.
I love that Alexa like recently rewatched Koron because she's just so on my side now.
Yeah, but even with Edge of Extinction was so weird. It was the same thing with Julie Rosenberg. We talked to Julie a lot as a viewer. Mm-hmm. And it was when, and Julie didn't go to tribal council until the merge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think that you want your late game players to always get these big edits. It's hard to say for Ghost Island because Dom and Wendell were both big. Ben was hidden for a while. I mean, a lot of people just thought he had no chance for the longest time because he was so hidden early on. Sarah Lucina, I think, was a pretty obvious one. It just started to shape up like it's either her or Sierra. And once Sierra went, it was like maybe Brad, though. No, maybe not. So maybe not. Really, Michelle's the last obvious one, but all of you didn't see it.
The only thing, because I'm seeing this a lot in the chats and we've like only briefly talked about this. The only thing that I could see that makes it not obvious that Tanya's winning is how much work has gone into this being perceived as a like women heavy, women power season. Mm-hmm. And then a guy wins it. Like, why would that pushed up so much if a guy wins?
And how crazy would this be, Alexa? Like just going through the 30s, and we've seen so much about women, women, women on this season. We would go through the 30s and have two female winners in the entire 30s.
That's
crazy.
Awful. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the word. I'm going to use that. Yeah. That's awful.
That's a one. That means you have, as a woman, you won 20. What is it? 20% of the seasons?
Yeah, 20%.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's crazy.
I mean, what? It's only males have won since the fire making challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Sarah was the last winner. So, I mean, I still think season 40 is going to end up having a female winner. But that's crazy that we go through the entire 30s with just two female winners. And I wonder if there's even going to be a female sitting in the final three on this season. Like, is it that unreasonable to think that it's going to be Tommy, Dean, and Dan sitting at the final three? I don't think that's unreasonable at all.
Not unreasonable.
I mean, then, you know, Tommy wins probably like 7-3 or something, right? 8-2.
I think 9-1 probably. I think Dean might get one vote, but maybe it's just because Karishma thinks she's voting him out. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But all right, who's got their number six here? I know we all have Lauren still on the board, and then we all have everybody except Intern has Elaine. So me and Alexa have the same bottom two. Intern has Lauren and
Janet.
Wow. Okay. Ooh, yeah. So maybe me and Alexa should go first, and then you can tell us who you have, Intern, since Alexa and I have the same bottom two. I go Lauren 6, Elaine 7.
Same.
Yeah, this Elaine thing feels like Christian to me. Where like overcomes, didn't have a crazy huge edit the entire season, has kind of gone in and out. Huge fan favorite, says the things that everybody wants to hear, on the wrong side of the numbers, just gonna miss the finale.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. I have Lauren 6, Janet 7, for a similar reason. I think I do agree now that Elaine has more of like the Christian edit where it's like everybody loves her and she's just going to not miss the finale. But I think you could argue that Janet goes into that spot too.
Mm-hmm. But Janet, I just feel like is so much more well connected. Remember, Christian went home because his entire alliance was gone. It was just Davey and Nick and Christian left at final seven. And then it was the other four of, you know, Mike, Angelina, Kara, Allison. So there's nothing he could do.
God, David vs. Goliath was such a good season.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing.
Talking about it so much. I'm going to go rewatch it. But like, I'm only concerned for Janet because she's been on the radar more. Like, she got a vote last tribal. She almost went home a few tribals before, I think. And Elaine hasn't really, like, she hasn't really been that much of a target beyond the first episode.
That's true. How many did, so Elaine's only won one immunity challenge, or she won two?
Yeah, I think so. Just one.
But she's hanging in all of them.
Yeah, she's been really good in the challenges, so they could maybe get worried. I mean, it was her versus Lauren, and I was very shocked Lauren beat her last week. Also, that felt like the end of Lauren there, where Lauren was so pumped, like, I won my immunity. This is what I wanted. I've always wanted this. And then it's like, okay, bye, Lauren.
Yeah. Like, in preseason, Lauren was all about, like, I can't wait to get that idol. She won that immunity. She was all excited about that. So it's almost as if, like, that's how her story goes.
I could see her going home this week, too, and, like, because her edit hasn't been huge. So for her to get seventh and just miss the finale wouldn't be shocking to me. It really wouldn't. But I think that it's probably going to be Lauren or Elaine, maybe Nora. I have a hard time seeing Janet just because she's in the majority alliance. And I don't think that Tommy or Lauren or Dan want to get rid of Janet. So that means there has to be a crazy idol play and they have to decide on Janet instead of Tommy, which why would they suddenly decide on Janet instead of Tommy after last week when they wanted Tommy? So. Mm-hmm. Intern, I don't mean to be mean, but you're wrong.
That's okay. Have a little disagreement.
You were supposed to defend yourself.
No, I'm saying that, you know, we don't. What if we just went up and down the same list? It would be so boring. Now I get to be right and prove it. You know, prove you wrong after the finale.
I'm really excited that you two are going to be recapping on Wednesday, so you guys can fight about this.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and hopefully Dean's actually the one who goes home, so intern and I can talk, and it can be Alexa's fantasy team that's gone, and intern and I can just have a 45-minute discussion about Alexa's fantasy team not making the finale, much like my team in David versus Goliath, where my best player was Gabby.
Yikes!
Yeah, yikes is right. Well, anyway, so yeah, we brought in intern, famous from Survivor 22, Redemption Island. He was one of the first people to be voted out and go to Redemption Island. You didn't know he was on the season because it was Boston Rob season, but intern, you were there.
I'm so excited for people to look this up. I remember when we had Brian Corden and John Carroll on in the past few seasons, people were like, oh my God, who are these guys?
Yeah.
I really hope someone Googles you, Robert.
Yeah. Oh man, I hope so too. Yeah. See, the reason that I wasn't on Redemption Island is because if there's Boston Rob on a season and he wins, and then there's Virginia Rob, like it doesn't, like you just forget about Virginia Rob. Right?
Well, everybody did forget about Virginia Rob.
They actually forgot to like edit me into the season. They had clips of me. They just weren't there. You know.
You got 20th.
Yeah. No, I got 21st.
Or you probably got like eighth place. You were actually, they kept calling you Grant Matos, but it was actually Virginia Rob. Yeah,
I am Grant Matos. Surprise.
Yeah. Everybody's looking up who that is. How many confessionals did he have? Like four?
I've de-aged and I've shaved all my hair and I am no longer like a mountain of a man.
Do you talk to Boston Rob now though, or no?
Oh, all the time, every day.
Okay, good. Cause Grant didn't. Anyway, Let's move away. Alexa, is there anything else you have to cover? I don't think anybody actually voted for an MVP. I think they all just told me why I was an idiot for thinking Dean was MVP. Alexa, I tried to give you 3 points.
I feel like the MVP thing has kind of died out. I feel like we should
thank God.
I think we should revamp it or do something different.
Oh, revamp it? I was like excited that it was over.
Or we do like just something. I don't know.
What if we stop MVP and then bring back LVP?
I hated LVP.
LVP is awful because it just turns into, I don't like this person, therefore they suck.
Oh, but man.
It'd be funny. Well,
we'll come up with something.
Wait, so am I playing for Team Survivor with this power ranking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. That's great.
Yeah, Team Survivor is beating Alexa.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alexa.
Oh, see, that's what I did. I sandbagged Alexa's team when I was playing for Alexa. Man. And now that I'm on Team Survivor, I'm beating my own team.
Yeah, Robert's Team Alexa for the first month because I was
Yeah,
that's right. But he doesn't have his own team. That's my favorite. Jake has his own team, but Robert does not.
I like how it's Jake with like 50 exclamation points.
I was excited. I did not expect Jake to be on my podcast for that long. I was
very excited.
All right, Alexa, you want to take us home? I think we're good, right?
Yeah, I think we're good. So, so this coming Wednesday, I'm assuming at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. Intern Robert and Phil, that sounds like three different people. Robert and Phil will be, recapping, I will be on a work trip to San Diego. So Phil and I will be near each other, but not hanging out. They will be recapping that. In the meantime, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I did my Spotify of the decade recently. Mm. And even though we've only been on Spotify for 3 months, our podcast is my number one most listened to podcast on my Spotify. So
I have to give it
all your own podcasts.
What's that?
Do you listen to your own podcasts?
Sometimes I re-listen back to see if like I made a good point or if I sounded stupid.
Alexa's a narcissist, guys. But also,
I'd like to hear my own voice.
I need to give a shout out to Jordan Alford. Jordan Alford, he's a $20 patron. He's amazing. And he DM'd me on Instagram after I posted my thing about my decade and Spotify list. And he told me he listened to Julian and I was right. It's great stuff. So Jordan, welcome to the cult. Hello. How are you? I'm very disappointed. She was only my number two for the decade instead of my number one. Probably has something to do with the fact that she has 25 songs and the band that was number one has like 145 songs. So it's not really her fault, but that tells you how many times I've listened to those 25 songs. So.
Yeah, Phil played Julian Baker for me once and I was supremely underwhelmed.
We were driving to the beach and in turn, I think we were eating Wendy's and like we were all very excited. Yeah, he was just Wendy's. Like, really? This is it? And I was like,
no way to destroy a mood like Julian Baker.
Get out of my car.
I would post mine, but it's just like my workout playlist. And that's really lame.
Wait, let's see what your workout play. What is it? Intern work out to?
It's just our
Danger Zone, Eye of the Tiger.
I take the episodes of the specialist podcast that I'm on, and then I only edit out the parts that I'm talking, and I just listen to those.
I love that. That would put me to sleep. I don't think that would make me.
It gets me amped up and just wants to lift weights.
Yeah, yeah. Clearly, it's been working because you are jacked right now, intern.
I know. Yeah, Grant Maddows.
Grant Matt, it's true.
So if you guys make sure to send us pictures of your Spotify of the decade, but only if our podcast is in it, because you can listen to us on Spotify now. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. We're at like 6,200 on YouTube. So let's get that number climbing. And let's get to
100,000, baby.
Yeah.
Almost there.
We'll be back on Wednesday.
Without Alexa.
Without me.